the cosmos this week bring us a little bit more clarity, and maybe we're seeing things from a whole new perspective or tapping into a whole new world. Either way, whatever it means for you, we're going to break down WTF is happening up there in the universe and how it affects you down here on Earth. Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in. I'm your girl, Maddie Murphy, your high-vibe hype woman, your cosmic consultant, and your host of Cosmic RX Radio. This is your weekly energy report. And we're going to talk about what the heck is happening in the astro weather. Well, we made it through eclipse season, y'all. We did it, okay? It feels good. We survived. That was, like I said last week, the trickiest, rockiest astrology of the rest of the year. So now we have quote-unquote boring astrology, and we'll take that, right? We'll take that for the time being, because the drama, the plot twists, the writers of the season have not let up. So it will feel good to maybe have a little weeks without some crazy twists and turns. So Virgo announcements, before I get into talking about what to expect in the week ahead, and also knowing that this is our last full week of Scorpio season, and we'll be entering Sagittarius season, the time of the auspicious archer, where we all get maybe, again, like a new vision, a little bit more hope, a little more optimism, and we get to say what's on our damn minds. So yeah, a Virgo announcement before that gets started is, you know, as always, we have the baddie bundle. Hello, who's going to win that this week? If you want to be submitted to win that, just enter on iTunes, leave a review, make sure you include your Instagram handle, and that way we can put you in the running to win 3 free months of our Cosmic RX Plus premium membership and also our daily texting. And if you're a Spotify user, what up? Just take a screenshot of that. Spotify doesn't allow us to put names in it for some reason. So just take a screenshot and slide in the old DMs, slide on into the DMs. So without further ado, this week's winner is Melon_Jelly_Caitlin. Caitlin Manchester, chaotic wholesome, love that on your Instagram. Caitlin says, I was always felt called to astrology, witchcraft since I was a little girl, but constantly was told it was evil. This podcast has been helping me heal those wounds and confirming what I knew when I was little, that magic is a beautiful and wonderful thing. Thank you, Maddie, for all that you do. Oh my God, Caitlin, that is so sweet. Come on down. Come on, join our community. 3 free months on us. I love that. So healing, right? How many of us are returning to, you know, magic or this type of spirituality or astrology or trusting our intuition, working with cards, whatever it is, divination, after maybe having an upbringing where we were taught to fear it? I'm raising my hand too. Welcome. Welcome back. This is it. This is the returning to ourselves, to our power. It's no like coincidence that all of the patriarchy sort of is falling at the exact same time that this sort of return to spirituality and quote unquote witchcraft is rising, right? There's a reason they didn't want us in on this. So shout out to us. And I just want to shout out to, I'd like to keep everything very non-binary, finery in here, but I do want to shout out to powerful women in the world. I had so many crazy dreams this week. They were amazing. And I've really been, I got to spend some time with my family, my girl cousins, my godmother. I've been thinking a lot about just like my lineage of the women I came from and the men too, but like something about the women and just like, I don't know how their spiritual practice and what they went through, it sort of formed this like scaffolding to get me here. And I just want to acknowledge that and really bow down to that in the last, you know, few hours, few days of Scorpio season, that like this lineage that we come from. And I encourage you, if you don't know a lot about your lineage and you're able to do research, and I know some people aren't, but if you are, it's interesting. I think the things that will surprise you. Again, my dear Aunt Gail, who's my all-time favorite Sagittarii, I remember years ago her telling me when I was starting to get involved in like working with tinctures and herbs, and she said that one of our great aunts would always make tinctures for people in the neighborhood. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. And that her mom, my grandma, was really into astrology. And it's, you feel so connected by that, right? That thread. Even if you don't have that in particular, I guarantee you in your line, there is at least one woman with a badass story and a fucking heart of gold, bad bitch with a good heart who just went through some shit. And like, because of that is why you're standing here. I don't know. I'm feeling the Scorpio season medicine. But yeah, that's my, is that even a Virgo announcement? That's more like a Pisces moon ramble, I think. So let's talk about feeling a little ungrounded today, as you can tell by this. I think it's because we're out of eclipse season and I sort of feel this like untethered, like we went through this storm and now we're just like floating out to sea. And until, you know, the early part of 2023, the astrology is sort of aimless. It's sort of like, we're just sort of meant to like float and see where it takes us. Mars is retrograde, right? We have Mercury is going to go retrograde at the end of December. And we're just sort of in this space of like seeing what needs to unfold. And the eclipses will always illuminate something in the moment, but we will begin to see over the next few weeks and months even more of what that eclipse medicine and message is and was. And even if you look at a larger scale, political, social scale, Roe versus Wade, that being overturned, that started to be leaked around like the first eclipses and that the Supreme Court was going to overturn that. It's like, okay. And then you saw 6 months later, what happened, the repercussions of that were, you know, so much of the voting, the polls at the midterm. And it's like, okay, people are like, well, Maddie, that was just like what happened in society. But when you look at the bang on of the eclipse dates, it's like, it's so literal. So that's a really big level. So whatever was loosened or jostled or awakened or revealed to you in the eclipse, also know that it's going to be continually unfolding now for the next few weeks, months, and like really look around and see and just notice those subtle shifts of where you're being called. Maybe it's not so subtle to be in more alignment, right, with your inherent self-value and your values. This is one of our big thesis statements from January of this past year to July 2023. So yeah, we're going to talk about the upcoming astrology today, but again, it's a little bit more open. There's no big, the headlines, it's a little calmer, a astrological news cycle, but we'll take that where we can get it, right, baddies? So let's talk about if astrology isn't real. Oh my goodness. Basically, one of the big themes a lot of you have been DMing me about if the astrology isn't real is we talked about these eclipses, specifically these ones at the end of October, early November, with Mars retrograde. It was going to bring some sort of big redistribution of wealth and some financial shakeups, wakeups, and even turmoil. So we did see between multiple billionaires losing their billionaire status, between everything going on with Elon Musk and Twitter, the firing and then hiring people back and the mess and the verified accounts and and someone put like broadcast a light, a spotlight on the Twitter offices that like says like free hate speech. And it's been so Mars and Gemini and so Mars retrograde up in there. It's been wild. But we saw that, you know, not only did Kanye lose his billionaire status, Gemini, a few weeks ago, then we saw because of the Twitter situation with Elon Musk trying to change things up for more quote unquote free speech led to multiple people impersonating accounts, and because of that, causing some companies some real financial loss. One of those notably was Eli Lilly, I believe it was called, yeah, insulin maker, who I guess lost allegedly around $30 billion by saying that insulin was now free. And Eli Lilly issued a tweet, says, we're sorry, I don't have been misled. Of course, Bernie Sanders, you know, our king, clap back. Let's be clear, Eli Lilly should apologize for increasing that by over, I think it was like 1,200 or 1,300% since 1996. Whereas, you know, insulin, I think, costs less than like $10 to manufacture and they sell it for around $300. So this is like such interesting use of everything we've been talking about, Mars retrograde Gemini, also something similar happened with Lockheed Martin, and a little bit too of like the Saturn square Uranus energy we've been in since 2021, which is like the old traditional ways bucking up against the new, the revolutionary, and again, like the few bucking up against the many. And it's all very end of Pluto and Capricorn, but also kind of giving us a little sneak peek of like Pluto and Aquarius, some of the issues I think we're going to have as we delve further and further into like the tech world and tech space. So that was all very on brand for the astrology, and a lot of you DM me about it. And even redistribution of wealth, Jeff Bezos, I guess, gave away $100 million to Dolly Parton, Capricorn on Capricorn love, as part of a, you know, a charity initiative. I didn't have time to read more about that, but I did see that he is committing, allegedly, to give away the majority of his $124 billion fortune. Listen, I did call him out last week or the week before. I said, is your Saturn return, honey? You're supposed to leave your legacy. And what you do now will really impact you for the next, you know, 25, 30 years of your life, and will really have a shift on, the impact, the legacy you get to leave on the world. That's what your second Saturn return is about. I don't know if you heard me. I don't know if you all passed on the podcast. But you know, if this goes through, shout out to maybe a new style of Capricorn energy. I mean, still, Jeff Bezos not letting you completely off the hook. You've done some weird, messed up things. But if we could do that, even if it's an ego flex, I don't care. I don't care why you want to do it. Like, if you just want to like show off and flex on humanity and like fix the climate, go for it. If you want to like heal world hunger and just like be fucking an asshole about it and feel great, I don't care. But yeah, so those are some interesting things, lots of things coming up around this redistribution of wealth, kind of like a power shifting happening, right? And we saw it with the midterms last week. And now, as of this recording, we've had even a few more results coming in, you know, Carrie Lake defeated in Arizona. So the value systems are shifting. People are speaking up, using their voice. I am pleasantly surprised that the midterms bought like the eclipse was conjunct Uranus was like a pleasant surprise as of now. But the one thing I will say, I don't want to give him too much airtime, but good old Donny Boy is back. Obviously, surprise to no one, announced his, you know, wanting to run for the 2024 election. But I didn't do a super deep dive. I did look at his chart briefly. The first thing I thought was, just like Kanye, is if you had an astrologer, they would tell you to sit this one out. Because one, you were eclipsed out. The last election happened on the eclipse that he was born under. And that was a big faded twist. Like, you're eclipsed out, buddy. That story is over. And now trying to announce this with Mars retrograde on your sun, no, it's just not going to happen. It's going to lead to more infighting, more frustration. And we see people in the Republican Party, the GOP, we see Rupert Murdoch, we see his own daughter, Ivanka, all trying to distance themselves from him. And I'm like, gugh. So I'm not going to comment much more on it than that, except for gugh. But we'll obviously be staying tuned into that. And I'll be giving you any of the astrological updates on that election as we kind of gather more information. So baddies, to the polls. Again, I love it. I also can't wait to see who ends up, just of you baddies, people have been talking to me. A few of you have like teased out wanting to run for like local office. And I'm like, here for that. I think on our community, we have to start a sub-community of people maybe who are interested in running for local politics or something, because that's not my dharma. That's not my path in this lifetime. But I would love to support some of you baddies who want to show up for your communities in the civic realm. Okay? Okay. Wow. Let's see. Let's talk about the moon. Who wants to talk about the moon? Me. What's going on? Like I said, feeling untethered. But when we're feeling untethered, you know, we can always come back to the moon. She is a sweet mama holding us, just being like, here, child, let me tell you what's going on. Let me show you how to best take care of yourself over the next few days. So the day this podcast comes out, we are in a Virgo moon on Friday. And that basically will be over early Saturday morning. So Virgo moon, we're cleaning things up. We're editing. We're taking inventory maybe of our health, of ourselves. We're taking our power back. We're coming into ourselves. How can we be in more wholeness? in more right relationship, maybe return to a ritual, a routine that feels good to you. We're going to look out for, as always, Virgo Moon days being like overly too judgmental of ourselves and others. I'll leave it at that. And then on the 19th, Saturday, and the 20th into Monday afternoon, around noon, we have the moons in Libra. So the moon in Libra, this is like with Scorpio Sun, moon in Libra, is really going to have us looking at ourselves through the lens of relationships. On Libra moon days, it can be easy to not check in with ourselves and just think about other people, or we can maybe figure out something we feel like we're making some headway, we're making some progress on something internal and emotional development, you know, trying to get more regulated, and then boom, we get triggered by someone else, especially with the Scorpio Sun, Libra moon. So I really invite you to see like, okay, how can I witness things with curiosity? How can I focus on like calming down my nervous system before I respond? And how can I also just sort of witness everyone with a little bit more grace, a little bit more compassion, but while not like losing myself? Does that make sense, baddies? Yeah, so that's kind of the RX for those days, things to do and things to look out for. And then as we move into Monday night, into Tuesday, into Wednesday afternoon at 3:15, we have Scorpio Moon days. So Scorpio Moon days, we're just looking out for you, what's coming up? What wants to bubble up to the surface? An old emotion, a story, something subconscious. Maybe we're feeling more intuitive. It's like we're all doing a little cosmic detective work on ourselves or maybe a situation. And I love Scorpio Moon days. Bust out an intuitive tool. Bust out some cards. Bust out your pendulum. Everything is an oracle if you're paying attention. And really asking to be like, if you're feeling blocked on something, do that digging, pull on that thread a little bit, go see what's happening below the surface. It's also very sexy Scorpio Moon days to me. Feel like put on some black pleather, vegan leather, put on a little bustier or some cute like corset top and a big like oversized blazer and just like walk into every room like you are the most powerful effing goddess bad bitch there is. I just love a Scorpio Moon day for like transmuting all of that power we hold, especially in our sensuality, in our just like owning that, what comes from it. Oh, so good. Things to look out for, of course, just feeling paranoid or vindictive or manipulative. Like Scorpio wants to merge with the other, and that's great. But we just want to look out for where we're not like manipulating someone or like completely trying to have control over everything they're doing. We can really only control ourselves, right? So Wednesday afternoon, we go into Sag Moon, and then that brings us into Thursday, and this is the Sag New Moon that we will be talking about today, and I gave you a little sneak peek on the pod last week, but a really delicious, yummy, hopeful new moon that's just infused and imbued with optimism and new beginning energy. So we're going to like think big, dream big. Let ourselves like get really expansive. Maybe do something to shake up, like off of autopilot, get out of your daily routine, do something, daydream, wander, go on a little, like go to a cafe in a new part of your city you've never been to. And then with that Sag Moon, Sag Sun, we are going to look out for being overly flighty or overcommitting to things or watching our tongue. We want to be honest truth tellers, but not just like overly blunt with our words, right? We wouldn't be caring and compassionate and intentional with them. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the new moon in Sag. So for the planetary planning for the week ahead, there is some micro astrology, like little transits. You can peep those in our moon guide on our platform, one specifically November 20th. The sun is trining Jupiter. We love that. It's juicy. Lots of like Jupiter energy I'm going to be talking about in this pod, because then we go to the first day of Sagittarius season, which is November 22nd. So 11/22/22, the sun enters Sag, and Sag, the ruler of Sagittarius, is Jupiter. Jupiter is the sky zaddy, biggest planet in the sky, benefic, benevolent, Midas touch planet. Everything it touches, everything it spans over, it exaggerates, it blesses, it brings into some sort of sweetness or new understanding. And in shamanic medicine, Jupiter really helps us understand like our path, our wisdom path that we're on. And I always have to think about it as like wherever Jupiter is we're getting like that three cherry slot machine energy of like raining down blessings on us. Sometimes the blessings come through lessons. We have to be honest and we have to be careful with Jupiter of overdoing things. Like Jupiter loves excess. Jupiter is like more is more. And therefore Sagittarius can be that for sure. As a hint, the USA is a Sagittarius rising. And I feel like that has a lot to do with our like American dream and land of opportunity, but also our like mass consumerism and love of just doing everything over the top and owning everything. So, right, every sign, every planetary energy, every zodiac energy has a light and a shadow to be aware of. So for the Sagittarius new moon, what also makes this special on the 23rd, again, coming off of some bumpy and weird and kind of chaotic astrology, is that Mercury will already have entered Sag, so will have Venus. So we have this whole like Sag stellium in the sky, and then Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, stations direct literally 5 minutes after the new moon in Sag. So 5 minutes after the sun and moon kiss in Sagittarius, the ruler of Sag, Jupiter, stations direct in Pisces, and Jupiter also rules Pisces, co-rules it with Neptune. So Jupiter is very happy in Pisces, and Jupiter's been direct since the summer, and now Jupiter can be like, hey, where are we going? Everything, when Jupiter goes retrograde, it's not that things are bad, it's just that we're given some either challenges or restrictions to understand like, okay, maybe you have this new vision and dream, but are we ready to move forward with it? What's more information that you need to get? What is maybe something that's slowing down so that way you can decide like, is this what you really want? And Jupiter stationed retrograde on July 28th, just as a FY. Granted, it was in Aries at that point, and now it's moving forward. And this Jupiter in Pisces is rounding out a story, and I've said this before, that started in May to August of 2021, the first part of the story. Second part of this trilogy was from December 28th to May 10th of 2022. And then this is the third and final trilogy. So look at where you have Pisces in your chart. Look at what's been going on. Look at what's been happening. Has there been something that's been healing in that part of your chart? Has there been something that's been opening, flowing, and like really getting honest with yourself? Also, if there's something that you're meant to kind of bring into closure and completion. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. So it's like there's this last little bit of like, what are we clearing from the journey of being a human? What needs to get cleared out? And maybe from the last 12 years or so. And like, where can I transmute and transform that into new energy to use as fuel as Jupiter goes back into Aries on December 21st? So this new moon in Sag is asking us to look at that. It's also obviously going to be working opposite of Mars retrograde. Mars retrograde, I will say here, is really just, I'm going to have all of us think about this working with Sag for this new moon as this. What is the story you are ready to rewrite? What is the story about your life that led you to this point? Or what is the story that you're currently living in that you're ready to rewrite? Gemini and Sag, Gemini researches and writes the story, and Sagittarius like tells and promotes the story. And so with these two signs together, with you know, significant planetary action here, we're all getting a chance to rewrite our story. And that could look like anything from realizing that your journey was not random. The things that you thought were a mistake or misstep up to this point were not. They were super important, pivotal moments in your journey. There could be an old story of where you always thought things had to be one way and you're realizing that's not the truth anymore. Or you could just be rewriting your story of, hey, I thought I landed where I wanted to go and turns out the rest is yet unwritten. I still have more to go on this story. I thought that was over, but it's not. It's just beginning. I want you to look at that. I also think about Gemini and Sag as the axis of the teacher, right? Like Gemini is the teacher kind of in the classroom and teaching you definitely the important facts of life and having an interesting conversation. Sagittarius to me feels like the professor who's been out living the experience and this embodied wisdom and wants to bring it back to you, wants to get you excited about life and especially about like the things that we can't always learn in a classroom about philosophy and belief system and just life as it goes. And so it's like, okay, what is this time teaching us? What has the past few months, especially since August 20th when Mars into Gemini, what has been your greatest teacher? And also that in itself is rewriting a story, that maybe the thing is like driving you crazy, rewriting the story of it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. What is it teaching you? How is it teaching you? And I want you to think about that. What has been my biggest teacher lately? What is the lesson that I'm learning from this? And again, Gemini, maybe you've been learning it with your mind, and now the Sagittarius new moon wants you to learn it from embodied experiential wisdom. Meaning, if you've learned over the past few weeks or months that you're like, hey, I am worth more than working in a toxic environment where I'm not seen, where I'm put down, where I'm not paid what I'm worth, and I know I'm worth more, and now Sagittarius wants you to put it into action. Like, take that leap of faith and really feel in your body, feel in your belly, in your heart, what it means to know your worth, okay? Again, Gemini is like learning things with your mind. It's reading the Pinterest quote. Sagittarius is going out and living the wild adventure of life and being like, holy shit, that quote is so true. I feel that in me. Like, no one can take that information from me. It's embedded in my molecules, in my DNA now. So I want to think about that. Look at what around you is triggering you. What is the thing that is giving you friction right now? What is the thing that you keep coming back to? And looking at that and being like, okay, is this my teacher? What is it teaching me? What is the lesson in this? What am I meant to learn more about with my Gemini energy or look back on the retrograde of it? And then maybe how am I meant to like weave that into a new embodied learning, into a new experience, into a new adventure, into a new vision? And we love that for us, right? It's yummy. It's juicy. Jupiter in Pisces, closing out 2022. Jupiter is very, very happy. And this is going to be a great time for you to set intentions based on your chart, based on where Sagittarius is hitting your chart, supported by the Pisces part of your chart. So I want you to write some big, bold, I want you to have the goddamn audacity of hope and a big vision for that Sagittarius part of your life, okay? This is why I love being around the Sagittarius in my life. They dream big, baby. They dream big. In fact, my Aunt Gail, my all-time Sagittarian archetype, that was one of just the best pieces of advice she ever gave me in a moment in my life where I felt completely down, completely scared, completely like worthless and doubting every decision I ever made in my Saturn return. And she just looked at me and said, dream big. You have to dream bigger. And I was so ready to settle and crawl back into that comfort zone, into the place where I knew I was too big for that. I knew it was not aligned for me. I knew it was a lie, but it was like so easy to go into that. And something about those simple words of just dream big, like dream bigger. And like, just when you think that you're there, dream bigger. And that's what I love Sag energy. It is like, it's the warmth of a fire, of like a bonfire or a fire you read a book by. It's the fire almost like rising you in a like a hot air balloon or something. It's like expansive, warm fire that's like, let's go bigger. And that fire in your belly of like the excitement from dreaming a new dream, from letting yourself imagine, letting yourself go back into a new vision. And then just like the archer, setting it in your sights, pulling back, taking aim, and letting go, and really trusting what wants to happen. And your job is just to like kind of not have to understand the how, but just be so locked in on that vision, so locked in on what's in your sights. Yeah, so I want everyone just to really take advantage of this time. I want everyone to kind of see where the new perspective is coming in, right? Like the astrological weather is getting warmer, it's getting brighter, it's showing new things. But again, it's still sort of like nebulous and it may not feel super focused until we get into 2023. And I would love for you to really take this moon and do something where you feel like you're the luckiest person on the planet. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. I want you to set these intentions. And then I want you to say to yourself, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. I'm the luckiest boy in the world. I'm the luckiest baddie in the world. And then I want you to act like that. I want you to act like the world bows to you and that all of the universe is just conspiring for you and that you are the luckiest person in the world, and see what happens. All right, my baddies. Okay, I'm going to leave you there. I'm going to leave it there because, I mean, in non-Sagittarius fashion. I'm keeping this podcast short and sweet today. I'm sending you so much love. Tag me in your new moon rituals at the Cosmic RX. Slide into my personal DMs at I Am Maddie Murphy. Let me know what's going on for you, what's coming up around the Sagittarius new moon. And as always, I am wrapping you in so much love and so much stardust. I am just praying over you for this new moon in Sagittarius to bring you the hot sex, big fat juicy checks, and everything else your heart desires and more. Until next week. Mwah. Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.